Well, thank you. We have a lot to do. First, Mazel Tov to Eli Deutsch, Bez Hashem, getting married next week, B'Shua Tova, U'Mitzlachas. Simen Tov, U'Mazel Tov, Yehelon, U'Vayishah. Simen Tov, U'Mazel Tov, Yehelon, U'Vayishah. Today is Nichum Aveilim, and then we're going to try to do Hilchos Kriya. So there's a lot to do, so we'll see what we can do. Okay. Nichum Aveilim, the Rambam says, page 1, packet 19. Mitzvah's essay shall devrem levaker choylim ulanachem aveilim ulahotzi hameis lachni sakala, etc. So, and the Rambam says, "Yeah, now we should call mitzvahs el midivrayim." Right, meaning midivrayim, it usually means the Rabbanan. But what does that mean? Harehein bichlal v'haptaleicha kamocha. In other words, the particular action might be a Rabbanan, but it's a kiyum of v'haptaleicha kamocha. Kol advarim shatarotz she'asu usam mucha achirim, say usam atazul achicha b'torah mitzvahs. So anything that a person would want to be done to them, they should do to others. That's what the Ramban says in Torah. You can't have to lecha kamocha, you can't be literal. Because it's hard to believe that a person could like somebody like themselves. So it means, these ideas of, like the Ramban explains, like things that you would want to be done to you, you should do to others, and things that you want that someone would do for you, you should do for others, etc. But not necessarily the emotional feeling of the Haftalecha Kamocha.
Ramban?
He says,
good.
Yeah, what do you want to say?
I thought you said the Hazir Machina.
Yeah, I mean, we have to see it in front of me. Okay, but at least that's how the Rambam is saying for sure. And the Ramban starts off by saying that it's like a flog, a guzma, whatever it is. Yeah. Okay, there it is. Now, there's a famous Rambam on page 2. Now, you all know the Yisod in the Rambam, that whatever the Rambam says a chiddush that's not found anywhere in Shas, Bavli, Yushalmi, Tosefta, he will preface it by saying "I royally." In other words, this is my own chiddush. So he always prefaces his kiddushim with the words "I royally." So on page 2 he says, "I royally shenachamas aveilim kodem lebikur cholim." That say you have a conflict between Nichum Aveilim and Bikur Cholim, which takes precedent. So he says, Nicham Avelim. Why should Nicham Avelim give minus chesed in Machayim v'im ha-meisim? That Nicham Avelim is the chesed with the Chaim and the Mason. In other words, because it's covered for the Mace, and it's also covered for the Chai. Bikur Cholim is only a din in the Chai. So that's the Rambam.
It sounds very non-Jewish. We usually focus more on the living and care for...
What? You mean Yiddishkeit?
Yeah, Yiddishkeit is more concerned with the living than...
Right, but so that's the Rambam's Chiddush. So it probably means a chol shenofal l'mishko. You know, a person just... so that's the... there's a famous Or Sameach. On this Rambam. We have it here, the Marn Sukkah. Can you help me find it? Yeah. Marn Sukkah on page 29. You know, this is called a pilpul. But it's a good... If you heard of this Rambam, you have to know this Or Sameach, even though it's not so necessarily, you know, whatever, but I'll say it over. On page 29. Again, the Rambam's Chiddush is the Nichum Avelim's Kodim, the Bikur Cholim, the Nichum Avelim's Chai and the Mace, and the... So there's a famous Gemara in Sukkah, page 29. Tanya Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik Omer, Kach haya minhagim shel Anshei Yerushalayim. The Anshei Yerushalayim had a, what? That the whole day they were holding on to the lulav and esrog. Right? Which is an interesting... It's an interesting discussion of the significance of that, being, you know, holding on to, and was it only a din in Anshei Yerushalayim because there's a greater mitzvah called Shiva, you know, in Yerushalayim, or could it, someone else do it? But Anshei Yerushalayim, Adam Yotzei Mibeiso V'Lulovo V'Yado, he goes out of his house, he's carrying his lulav. Holech L'Beis HaKnesses V'Lulovo V'Yado, Kari Kriyishma, so where he's go, he's there with his lulav. So frekta or sameach, again, you know, it's not a kasha that you know, whatever, but the or sameach is medayik, that the Rambam says, holach levake cholim, and then lenachem aveilim. You know, it's a good cash if you have a terrace. You know what I mean? If not, we say nunu, like Rav Shechter would say nunu. You know, like is it? But yeah. So those Rambam, you know, say Lanachim Avail first, then Levakir Chol. Oh, so the Or Sameach was a goyim. Mamish a goyim. It says, page 28. Lichlum tzivchem Shabbos perikama bekoshi itiu lenachem aveilu levakir cholim. Diknim nichem aveilu. So he shows you mamash tremendous, you know, b'kiyas. He says the Gemara also in Masechet Shabbos has brings nichem aveilu, like the Rambam would say nichem aveilu first levakir cholim. Here in Sukkah it says, "Hikdim nichem aveilim." But in Sukkah, "Hey, koshiv bikur cholim kodim," right? Well, so So he says, you know, again, this is not something Ladinanus. Oh. So he says the pshat is that what's the Rambam Shita? Is there's no avelus beregel, even the Rambam Shabbat Sinna. And the on Shabbos, the Rambam Shabbat Sinna no. So Mamela says, so since there's no avelus on, so the Gemara Tzuk is talking about the regel. So according to the regel, there's no avelus. So therefore Bikur Cholim is Kodim. Mishum the regel zuter tzarayu davelim, because there's not so much tzar in the regel, they're not knowing anything. But in Shabbos there's Dvarim Shabbat Sinna, so therefore the Shabbos Nichum avelim he puts first, because there is avelus b'Shabbos, etc. Okay, Lunu. It's an interesting idea. Not necessarily. Well, you see, in the Gemara, it says you have Nichum avelim on Yontif. The Gemara has that all the time. It said in any amount of days that a person was Menachem Aveilim on Yontif, he doesn't have to do it after Yontif. But the minig today is that they don't do any Nichum Aveilim on Yontif. Everybody agrees the Shivas afterwards, but the Nichum Aveilim should be already starting in the middle of Chol HaMoed. But Maisa, we don't do that.
But it's still in the darkness.
So he's working with the idea that there would be Nichum Aveilim on Yontif, but it wouldn't be the same Darga, etc. Right. Then one more Chiddush regarding this Rambam. Again, the Rambam Shita is that you that a person is Menachem, if you have a choice between Nichum Aveilim, which comes first, and Bikur Cholim, Ram says Nichum Aveilim, Yeroy Ali, Ram says that Nichum Aveilim comes first. That's the Ram here on page 2, because Nichum Aveilim is Kovet Chai and Kovet Meis, and Bikur Cholim is only Kovet HaChai. There is a piece in the Sefer Lev Avraham. Lev Avraham is a Chashev Sefer from Chashev Rav in Muncie wrote it. Zatzal of Avraham Weinfeld. So he wants to say like this. So what's the idea of Kovet HaMesim? So he wants to say based on the Gemara on page 7 of Shabbos Kufnun Beis, where the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chista Nafsho Shal Odom Mishabel Salav Kol Shiva. In other words, the nefesh of a person is Mishabel also. In other words, we assume that during Shiva, when you come to make a Shiva call, it's not only the family is there, but the nefesh of the mace is there. And the Nefesh HaMeis is there as well. And for 7 days. From 7 days from the... He wants to say that that's the pshat. Let's see the way you say for Lev Avraham, if you can find it here. It should be here. Last page. First page? Second to last page. So he says, yeah, page 31. Mitzvah Chesed and Mesim, the second arrow on the left. The Mitzvah Chesed and Mesim lo shayach ela kol shiva. Vach domar of chista nafshal odom misabelis. Hakavarash kol shiva nefesh odom mes atzbo gamkim misabel al misasso. Well, Okay, the Menachem, Menachem Shnehem. So the Menachem, when he comes to visit, make the Shiva call, he's Menachem, the live people, but he's also Menachem, the Neshama. So that's what he wants to say, Pshat, in the Rambam. But then he points out that's only for the first 7 days. Say, for example, if a person died b'moed, and then he... and then the Nikum Avelim is not going to be during the first 7 days. It's going to be afterwards. So then he feels that then it's only Kovar Hachai. Because the Shama leaves after 7 days from the death, even if the Nikum Avelim starts later. So then he wants a Mechadesh that later on in this piece, that the Rambam Shita wouldn't apply. The Rambam Shita is that the cover of Nicham Avelim is Kodim L'Bikra Cholim. It's only Nicham Avelim when the Neshama is still there for the first 7 days. But when... Shmur Rechoyke only 1 day. Exactly. The same idea. That's the Chiddush of the Leiv Avraham. Okay. One doesn't have to learn like this. It's not Mukrach. One could just say it's a Kavod HaMeis. You know, you're coming in honor of the mace. It's also a shtickle pilpul. Yeah, 1 second. Yes, so that's that. Okay. Then we have to say over Rav Soloveitchik's word. He likes to say the Mishnah in Megillah on page 3, Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Right, it says all the halachas that you need a minyan for. You need a minyan for Nesias Kapayim, davening for the Amud, Kriyas HaTorah, all these things. And then he says, there's... So he has two interesting things. Ve'ein omrim birkas aveilim tachume aveilim. Tachume aveilim, you need a minion. Rashi says tachume aveilim kshechozrim min hakvaras omdim menachemim as avel. Ve'ein shur pchusim esara. Right? But if you ever went to a kfura, after the kfura, we know that the people there go into two lines, and then the aveilim pass in the middle. And everyone says, "Hamokim Yerachem Eschem." So you only do that when there's a minyan. So the question at hand is, what does that mean? I mean, I'm sure you've all gone to a Beis Avel, and maybe there were two people there at the time. We're saying, "Well, you need a minyan. You can't do Hamokim Yerachem without a minyan." Where does that come from? So Rav Soloveitchik has this idea. It was originally printed in the Mesorah Journal. On page 4 and 5, I'll say it outside, but the idea he wants to articulate is that whenever there's a mitzvah of chesed, so Chazal made it that there are two chiyuvim in a mitzvah of chesed. There's one is the chovas hayachid and one is the chovas hatzibur. So the chovas hayachid is a person pays a shiva call. So whether there's one person in the house that, or 10 people or, you know, but then there's this, the Nichum Avelim of the Tzibur. The Nichum Avelim of the Tzibur is when there is after the Kfura when they make the Shura. So he wants a claim that's Pshat in the Mishnah. That you need a minion for the Shura because that's a din in the Chovas HaTzibur. Same thing he writes, the Tztaka, the two mitzvahs of Tztaka. There's the mitzvah of giving tzedakah, that every yachid has to give tzedakah. And then there's the other mitzvah that the Rambam says on page 6, per tes halacha gimel, me'olam lo'ra'inu v'lo shamanu v'kol Yisrael she'ein lahem kupa. In other words, that's the communal tzedakah. There's a gamet tzedakah, you know, representing the kohol. The Kohal, so that's the communal stuff. So that's how he wants to say Pshat, and Nichol Bavelim of the Yochid, whenever a person goes during Shiva, and the Nichol Bavelim of the Tzibur is the seven, is the Shura, which you need a minion for. Just today, just this morning, somebody asked me a shayla, just the Rav of a shul, and somebody in the shul was nifter, who doesn't have any relatives. So just this morning, he's aware that the Gemara says in Shabbos, on page 7, Amar Rav Yehuda Meisha Ein Lo Menachem Hochim Yud Bnei Odom V'Yoshvim Komo. So the fascinating halacha. And the Rambam quotes this on page 8. Meis she'elo aveilim lisnachem. Boy masar b'nei odam sheirim v'yoshim mekomo kol shiva u'shara m'kahasi uleim. In other words, you appoint 10 people to sit shiva. You appoint 10 people to sit shiva, and people come and menachem these 10 people. So it's interesting because we normally think menachemim to mean that people had a loss, so you have to go to console them. But you see that it's not only that, because these people didn't have, it's not their personal loss. These people don't even know the guy who passed away. And yet we're appointing 10 token people to cover for the... So this Rav wanted to know, you know, how should we do it? So I remember many years ago, when Rabbi Yosef Winevsky was nifter. Rabbi Yosef Winevsky was a good friend of mine. He lived here in the Heights. He was a big, big Talmud Chacham, and he was blind as well. And if I would start speaking about him, I would take the next 10 hours or so to leave it at that. But when he was nifter, so he lived on Bennett Avenue, right across the hall from the Gutterman family. So we took care of him, you mailed him. So what they did then was, they didn't have this halacha in its pristine form, but basically what they did is every night, like Mechamar of time, people would come to the house, his apartment, and they would tell stories about him, maybe they would have Marav, the faith, etc. That was like a quasi enactment of this. So I was telling this fellow this morning, maybe you should do the same thing there. But he said they can't get into his apartment. So I said, okay, so you'll do something in the shul, as a memorial. But because usually somehow the minhag became we don't necessarily do this thing today. But it's brought down in the post. Okay.
Does this halacha mean that these 10 people would either be going on Eilus for him, or they would just sit in the house?
Yeah, I don't know. Does it say that they're knowing the Surya Velas? I don't know if it really says that. Just say they sit and people menachem them.
This potentially support the Lev Ram?
Yeah, well.
That even if there's no Velas, there's still some coverage for eight, but only for 7 days.
Yeah.
Only the first 7 days there's
but you can't see anything from this Rambam per se. Okay. Then we have a halacha on page 10. Amar of Yochanan Ein Menachem Ashoim Loma Dover at Sheyiftach Ovel. In other words, when people pay a shiva call, they're not supposed to start speaking for the Ovel until the Ovel starts speaking first. Right? And the Levush on page 11. That's what I told you. The Ataz, Atera Zohav, that's the Levush. Not the Taz. The people think Ataz, Taz, it's not Taz. This is Atera Zohav, that's the Levush. Because the Levush's name was Rav Mordechai Yaffe. So all his svarim, he named based on the psukim in Megillas Esther. Levashmachas, Tchelas, Vagoma, you know, all these things based on that. So he writes in, what?
He's an acro, right?
Yeah. But he's, you know, he's early, you know, like, he made it into, anyone who makes it into the Magen Avraham, you know, he made it. Even if the Magen Avraham says the low. But he doesn't say the low on just I'm a person. To get a the low from the Magen Avraham is like, that's a cover, you know? She agrees with you, maybe it's even better, but if you're cautious enough that he's goris you. Page 11. Eina menachem Hashem liftoch ad sheiftoch ha'ovel, t'chila. The time of the mistaber hu chaloma shahu maschil haharos tzaro. In other words, so he should start expressing his tzar. And then the person's menachem then. And we call him Eishach lam nachmo. I mean, he says, Hashem einu mitzar al meso, okay, whatever, but he has to show some tzar. Rav Goldbach here from this Rav Goldbach, he said from Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach that maybe even if a person just gives a krechs, you know, that could be, you know, a sigh, you know, that could be enough, even if it's not necessarily words. So, parenthetically, there's a minhag that's brought down in the Sefer Pnei Baruch. Pnei Baruch became a sefer in Israel, Pnei Baruch, and Hilchas Avelis, which Art Scroll translated into English. Right? English Art Scroll is a translation of Pnei Baruch. Maybe they added things also, but it's a translation of the Sefer Pnei Baruch. So he says something, which, from Rosh Shlomo Zalman, that in recent past become popular. I believe in Aaron Felder's sefer says from Rav Moshe not that way. And I've noticed it a lot, and I think it's because of the popularity of the Sefer Pnei Baruch that people, I don't think anyone did this 30 years ago, 40 years ago, and that is when a person says Hamokim Yenachem, whether the Ovel should say Amen afterwards. I don't think 30, 40 years ago, I don't think anyone did that. This became a new thing to say Amen. I mean, he's giving you a bracha, so, you know, whenever somebody gives somebody a blessing, whatever, I say, you should be matzliach. And then somebody says, Amen, you know. But I called Rav Felder up years ago to discuss it with him. He said from Moshe, he's going that type of thing, and the minhag was never to say. So in this generation, is that safer? Because you understand, you have to realize, like, Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik wrote his famous article that in this day and age, people don't really have so many mesoras on minhagim. So they read it in a book, and this book became popular, so then everyone starts doing it. But, you know, I mean, but, you know, in America, especially in this generation, mesoras are very weak. You know, minhagim and traditions and mesoras, and everyone just sees something in some sefer, and then they start doing that. You know, so I think that's, I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but I'm just saying that I don't believe that anyone did that, years ago.
Well, what's the reason why you should?
It's tefillah. It's tefillah, right.
Why should
it? So you said that tefillah, that type of tefillah, it was never, you know, for this type of thing, it was never a minhag to... I don't know, I called him up years ago to discuss it with him, to hear what he had to say out of this. I believe he quotes it from Rav Moshe not to say in his sefer. You know, look, you know, it shouldn't be relevant for, you know, but, you know, I'm not into these new, in other words, I'm also of the opinion, you know, that what people do today, you know, they say Yiskadel, not Yiskadal, in Kaddish also, as Mr. Mishnah Berurah said it, that became a populist thing, so then people started doing it. I guarantee you, all these people who say Yiskadel, their grandparents, great-grandparents never said, you know, and then it became, you know, this is what people are doing. No, it's not the worst thing in the world. I can think of, you know, more things in the world that are worse than that. But it's all, it just shows a lack of, you know, of Masorah, lack of, you know, tradition, whatever, whatever. I don't think it's the most important battle that we have to fight in this generation. Believe me, there are much more worse things that are problems in this generation. But it's just something that I always make note of when I hear people doing this.
The same thing apply also that nowadays, you didn't have this years ago either, that you have to have Adim under the football watching the column receiving Zuba.
Yeah, that's a different... Yeah, okay.
Is there an Indian for that?
There is. There is an Indian for that. Some people, you know, it's not, again, it's not the most important thing anyway, but some people, Dafka, tell the Adim to go away because they were, it became in the yeshivish world, it became something where they, defining what world you're in. So certain things became, you know, nothing to do with what the halacha is or isn't. It's more about what you associate with. And in the yeshivish world, they makbid on the Mesiras HaKesubah. But let's not get into these things. Okay. The main thing is they should be happily married. See, he gets all married for that. Okay. Then... Then the question is, what about standing up for somebody? When Ovel, they say somebody choshev walks in the house. So what page?
12.
Arafim's. Yeah, but that's the. I'm not looking for page 12. I'm looking. Yeah, what daf is that? We're it's a Gemara. It's in the packet. Okay, Lush is quoting the Gemara here on page 12. Eina Ovel Tzarech Lamod Afilu Bnei Nosi. Heina Cholam Nei Tzutudu. You don't have to stand up, even for the Nosi. No, there's another Gemara of... One second. Here, look on page 20. Page 20. Amar Rav Yochanan Kol Chayovim Lamod Bipnei Nosi Chutz Mi Ovel V'Choyla. Nosi walks in, you got to stand up. It's a melech. But an Ovel doesn't stand up and a Chola doesn't stand up. So what about... a Talmud Chacham or a person's considered one of the Gedolei Hador, you know. So the famous story that when Rav Shneur Kotler was sitting Shiva, Rav Soloveitchik came, he stood up for him. More recently, when Rav David Feinstein came to be Menachem Ovel Rebetzin Khan, she stood up, but she told me, my friend Simi Weber was there. She said, you know, Rav David Feinstein is coming to my shiva. How can I not stand up? Okay, certain things. But technically speaking, there's no chiyuv to stand up. Avelim don't have a chiyuv during shiva to stand up for the melech even.
But they're allowed.
Well, I gave you some stories of Maisa Rabonis. Yeah. Yeah, then where's the other Gemara that you quoted, Israel? Page 10. Yeah. Then the Gemara says, "Amar Vavol Minayim Ovel Shemesid Barosh." The Ovel sits on the head. There's the oval is like a melech. He's like the melech, so to speak. Everyone's coming to him. He's the melech. So there was a discussion in the poskim regarding this halacha. Take a look in the Chidah. The Chidah says, Lavush says that you don't stand up the first arrow. Rav Lavush Nami Kosovo on page 25. Rav Lavush Nami Kosovo Taima Mishum Neshe Trudim Betzarim. It's the Torah Bitzarim, so they don't have to, shouldn't be worried that they have to stand up. That shouldn't be their focus. But the Chidah says a different reason. The Chidah says, Omnam Yirash Atam, who came in the second hour, came into Oval Mesa Barosh, so he's like the Melech. Right? Imkein HaKosev Hishuvu Kemelech, Lufum Tzara Asulo Nachas Leishe Barosh, V'domu Lemelech, Heinenu Chayiv Lamod, Lamod B'bnei Harav HaNasi. Because the Melech is more Choshev than the Rav and the Nasi. So the Ovel is treated, I know it's a different reason than the reason of the Rush, of the Lavush rather. Rush says because it's Torah the Tsar, and he says because he has the status of a Melech. Okay. Shechta here in the Pnei Meharav on page 23 says here that there's a minute that if a person can't pay a shiva call, he calls on the phone. So he says, the Rav Soloveitchik said, that maybe it's not right to call on the phone. I mean, here he's talking about the old days, that the phone was, you had a phone call, you had to go to the phone. Today, no one's, So he says, Nir Poshet She'ein Zeh Mimidus Derech Eretz Klapei Melech Litboa Mimenu She'yokum Imkomo Kedei Levar Imishu Acher B'telephone. It's not covered for the Melech, that he should get up and go to the phone. And he's not going to pick it up himself. So he says, he doesn't think it's right that someone should tell him so-and-so is on the phone. But Lemaisa, this is not the minute. And if you're in a situation where you can't be at a space Ovel, so you should call. And today anyway, they pass the phone over to the guy anyway, but even without that. In other words, people, if you can't go, especially somebody sitting Shiva in Eretz Yisrael, and it makes a big difference on people, that people acknowledge, and so you should call. This shtickle Torah, okay, it's a shtickle Torah. But L'maisa, a person should call if he can't. L'maisa also, as we mentioned, the din of Nichum Aveilim, brought down Shulchan Aruch, is the whole year. People don't realize that. That if you see somebody that lost a parent, and you didn't see them, and now you see them for the first time, and it's within your Beis Chodesh, you should say to them, "Hamokom Yonachem Etzchem B'Sach Avetzchem V'Etzion Yishalayim." That's what the Farish did. People think, because we made it so connected to the Shiva that people don't realize that. Nichum Aveilim, okay, people expect that people go during the Shiva, but a person could do it the whole year.
Even if you call
on
the
phone, it's in Befer Shadin on page 21. Hamotzeh chaver omel toch lamed yom, medami motachum v'neshol b'shlomo. Machala Mjom Shol B'Shlomo. Yeah. And then he says, Avi V'Imo, page 22, second line, V'dami Tanchum Kol Yud Beis Chodesh, V'dami Imo Tanchum Kol Yud Beis Chodesh. This Tanchum Kol Yud Beis Chodesh. So a person didn't see somebody, and you know, it's totally appropriate that he goes over to him and he's Menachem Ovel, even though it's 6 months later.
Is there any added
Yeah, we do it because that's the Mistama, that's probably the Iker time in the Hanami, because that's, I mean, the Gemara does say, even as I told you, even 7 days from the, and based on what we said before, that the Nichum Avel according to the Rambam is Chavad Achai, Chavad Amesim, but if you say like the Leib Avram's Pshat, then the Neshama is still there, so that's the Iker Din of Amesim, so then for sure that would be a besides that's the minhag olam, but even without that, you know, you see from the Gemara, you don't need to leave room, you see from the Gemara that they didn't even wait till after Yontif, you know, to do it, but the mice, if somebody passes, you know, but the chiddush is that people don't realize that they can still do it after if they didn't do it.
It's going to distract the Avelim to mention it, do you not say it? Like, if, let's say it's like 3 months afterwards and they've already done a lot of processing.
I mean, the assumption is that after you've been closed, it wouldn't be right. And, you know. But, we assume that it wouldn't distress. It wouldn't distress.
Okay.
I mean, if it's a situation where you mamish know this person, whatever, but the assumption is it wouldn't distress.
That might sound a little bit more involved.
Look, obviously it's always better to do things face to face. So you call on the phone because that's when people like are expected, that's the, you know, the time that everyone's doing it, either Mimina based on the Gemara, but then if you see it, you can, it's within, just like within Shiva, some people could come more than once, you know, during Okay, some more. And the Gemara says on page 26, Amar and Chanina, Mekoshi Hitri Lanachem Aveilim, Mavakar Cholim B'Shabbos. So he says, Bekoshi Hitiru, meaning they were matir, the Bekoshi. The Yerushalmi says Bekoshi Hitiru to take a Shabbos. Because really you're supposed to, you know, not speak on Shabbos. Because, the Mefarshim of the Yerushalmi say because Hashem was Shoyves on Shabbos. What does Shoyves mean? What did he do the rest of the week? He spoke. He or. That was what he created through the Dibur. So on Shabbos, the Iker Shvisa should also be in with Dibur. Lamaisa, we don't do that. Rav Scheinberg, Zatzal, he was on the Madrega that he didn't speak on Shabbos. I mean, Divrei Torah, he would say, but you couldn't have a regular conversation on Shabbos. But anyone else would do that, that would be Yura. So you have to be on a, you know, since that's not the Minig Olam anymore, Alavai, we should be nizer not to say Divrei Kol on Shabbos. About business, this, the, not to speak at all, that we're not on that madrega. So, b'koshi hitiru to say good Shabbos. So, b'koshi hitiru menachem aveilim. Because really, you can be menachem aveilim to Shabbos, because that's not a din of fahesya, because that's not hilchas aveilus. That's nichum aveilim. It's not. Remember when Rabbi Shmuel Maybrook was sitting shiva for his mother. So Rav Shmaryar Shulman, in the middle of the afternoon of Shabbos, they heard the door knocking. He's a goyin olam, Rav Shmaryar Shulman, one of the biggest bekiyim in the world, we heard. And so he knocked on the door, he came in and he said, Bekoshi hitiru. some people, so he went, so the Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't have to wait till Shabbos. You were thinking, because Shabbos is a time that the people are free, so that would be the prime time to be Menachem Avelim. But the minhag is, he doesn't do that. Or Rav Shachter likes to say over from Rav Soloveitchik that he wasn't happy that when he was sitting Shiva and it was over Purim, that people didn't come to be Menachem Avel over Purim. Because even though there's no Avelis on Machlokis, whether it's Rav Shabbatzino or no Avelis at all, but Nichav Avelim still. But again, in modern day society, that became the thing, to put Shiva and Nichav Avelim together. So people have that stuck in their head, this thing. But really, it's not necessarily connected. And as I said, even Yud Beis Chodesh, there still would be a din of... What do you say? Purim is a separate packet. Yeah. Okay. I know it's late, but we'll do a little of the next packet. The Koshi Hitiru, that we should do a second packet. Okay. A little about Kriya. So, the Pasuk says, V'dechem lo sifromu. Right? But Moshe said to Elozo Yisomar, not to do these things, but really, Shechem al tifro, v'udechem lo sifromu. Because it was a special day, it was, it was the day of Chanukah ham Mishkan. So they were told not to keep Avelis. It's funny, it's similar to like Yecheskel, you learn that from the opposite. But really there's a din of Prima, the Kriyas HaMegadim. So there are a couple of basic halachas here. One halacha is an important halacha that if you wouldn't know the halacha, you would think, why should it make a difference? But the first halacha, page 5, is, I may be shocking the whole story there. Kam kam me'uman. End of Chaf Amid Beis on the bottom of page 5. That you have to create kriya me'uman. That a person has to be standing up when they tear kriya. And that could be that leikuva to tear kriya meumah. And then the Gemara says that there are two types of kriya. There's kriya for avi v'imo, and there's kriya for shar mesim. So the Gemara says, "I'll call mesim," page 8. On the Chav Beis and Beis, on the right side. Now, kol mesim kulam kore tefach. So for brother and sister, or something like that, you only tear a tefach. Alavi v'imo ach yigala es libo. So you have to realize like this, that basically the type of shirts that they were wearing in those times, we would call like a polo shirt. That's the type of thing that they were wearing. In other words, we have the button-down shirts as a style today. But they, it's mashma from the Gemara that the types of shirts that they wore polo shirts. So Mamela, what we're saying is, so they would tear from the collar downward. So for Sharkrovim, it's just a tefach. From the top down, just a tefach. But for Aviv Imo, they have to go all the way till the lave, till where the heart is. So it's brought down in the poskim on page. See? That the minig is, here, take a look. Yeah. Shir Kriya, page 18. Shir Kriya Tefach and Farame, well hosted Kriya Me, yeah. So Shir Kriya is Tefach, but for Avivimo, it's actually Yigalas Libo. But it's brought down here on page 22 on the bottom. New test in the Shach. Because of Marshal, the Higa the Ava Emikar Mitzat Small. The minig is when a parent dies, the Kriya is done on the left side of the shirt. Because that's where the heart is. Even though that's not the Pshat in the Gemara. You know, the Gemara just means that. Doesn't mean left versus right. It means to tear till you get to the heart. Even if you're tearing on the right side, but if the heart's on the left side, it was a lot of the Emekar Mitzad Smol, because that's where the heart is. Shakrovi. So, Pashup Shah, that just means to tear till where the heart is. So even if you're doing it on the right, you tear down till where the heart is, even though the heart's on the left. So then you have to tear on the left versus the right. So then, not just the tefach, but all the way down till where the heart is, or parallel to where the heart is. So the minhag became, the mashal quotes a minhag, to do it on the left side, because that's actually where the heart is. Okay. So that's so then it continues here in the Gemara. Oh, a page. Page, yeah, on page 8. Avi vima shegalus libo. Hakol meisim kulam afilu lovash asara chalukim. Eina korea ela elyon. So the shar krovim, you only do the beged elyon. Avi vima korea kulam. In other words, say he's wearing a bunch of layers. So for avi vima, he tears all the layers. But shar krovim only beged elyon. So we'll have to see what exactly that means. Because there's another statement right here, v'aparkasuso enema kevis. You don't have to tear the aparkasuso. So Rashi learns it's like a type of hat. Enema kevis. It was some type of cap that they would wear. You don't have to tear that. The Rambam on page 11 says it means beged zeya, apokasuso, meaning which would mean today that would mean an undershirt, right? You don't tear undershirt, because even though by avivimo you're supposed to tear all the layers, but you don't tear the undershirt, because that's a beged zeya. And shakrovim. So the question is, and then, let's see what there are other shitas about this, what Apar Kasuso is. If you look here, one second, look on page 22. Apakasuso, Eidot Sarach Lekroa, and Sif Yud. Yesh Mepharshim Shu Beged Azeya, that we saw the Rambam. Yesh Mepharshim Beged Elyon. So another pshat is that it's the Beged Elyon, like you have an overcoat or something like that. Or maybe a kapha, we'll see what that is. And then Rashi says the some type of cap. So what is this? So then the question is, you know, so what's going to be left between the Avivim and the Shakrovim? Because the undershirt you're not tearing. The coat you don't tear. That's a Beged Elyon. So basically the two things that are questioned are the shirt and the jacket. You know, the suit jacket, a sport jacket, etc. What's the status of that? So one could say that the pashtus is that Avivimo is called the Godim, so it would mean the shirt and the jacket. And Sharkrovim, it would only be, yeah, the jacket maybe. But we'll have to see how that plays out. Because there is a discussion in the Taz and the Shach about this. So if you'll see here, yeah, we'll see. Is it a coat or is it a kapot? You know, what is that? So take a look at the smock on page 11. Is it 11? Page 13, yes. Rosh Amatruna Ebrachir Kriya. Shuma Indian Adma Susudra Elyon. So he calls about the Matruna. It's like some type of Beged Elyon, Sudar Elyon. So what's the klal? So there's a machlokes here between the Shach and the Taz of what the klal is. So take a look in the Shulchan Aruch. What page? So take a look in the Shach and the Kud Hakesa. Oh, I guess you can look at it. Here, yeah, take a look at the Taz first. Your test. Cousin Marshall, the view of the Chaim Tzadia. That Taz. So keep going now to the next. Wait, I don't know if it goes over. Yeah. Here, look on page 22 in the Taz. Dein Royah with the arrows. Vote on the Omer, Dein Royah fuel is Chacham Kro Harak. Tavi Chumra, Dosel Lechula, Dein Bashar Mason. What's the rock? What is the rock? So he says like this. So what is this? What is he talking about? So look further up. Hatam is a she'ena el tznius. Green is a tam ekorm kro hasarbo. So rock. Same. Rock tzark kriya. When I did a malbush gomer. So what's the... Shtash al madush holchum bok tzaz akein of a karka and tzliyas with Vesa Knesses. Yeah. Vena ova ova from Begit is a Vesa. in Olam Shuvah. In other words, it's something that you wear only when you go outside. In other words, some people, they'll wear something in the house, they won't wear it. But when they go outside, they will wear it. So that, he says, you only wear something that you also wear in the house. That you also wear in the house. Okay? Because if you only wear it outside the house, you don't always wear it in the house. So that's like a Beged Elyon type of thing. So then one could question, like today, people have a shirt and they have, a jacket. So some people, like Rabbi Willow was saying many years ago, they don't wear their jacket necessarily in the house. Whereas when they go out to shul and they, something they'll wear, but in the house they just wear their shirt. So according to the Taz, they wouldn't tear the jacket because that's not bechalal what you have to tear. And he says that you shouldn't even be machmir to tear that, because if you're going to be machmir to tear that, then you know what's going to happen. Then you can be machmir to tear that on aviv imo, then on shar krovim. What are you going to say? That's the Beged Elyon. And then you'll only tear that. And then you weren't Yotzi the Mitzvah. So that's what he's saying, that you shouldn't tear the rock, because the rock you only wear outside, you don't wear inside. So then the parallel would be, anything today that you would only wear outside, not inside, so then according to this Taz, the only thing left to tear is a shirt. In our garments today, if you're a person that some people, like Rabbi Willow was saying once, wear a jacket even in the house. So then say you're a person who only wears the jacket when you go outside. So then there's nothing left to tear. You're not going to tear your undershirt. And so one second. So Mela, it'll come out that today Aviv Imo Shark Rovim will be the same. And it's only the shirt. One second. The Shach and the Nekudas HaKesef argues with this. And he says different Shach. He says, like this. So he says, no, the rock is something dafka. In other words, what does the Taz say? The rock is something you have you don't always wear. But he says a different part of the rock. That you wear it, sholach b'shuk. But if you didn't wear it, then we sholach b'shuk below rock, genai lo, ke'echem min ha'pchusim. Yechashvu. Havei malbush. That's what he starts saying. No kashrut means there must have been a kashrut sham shekain rabos of nogim v'tamu b'vur v'dafka shol mantel she'ena holach bo elo l'tnias v'yum sherotzen lelach b'shuch v'asakav l'beis chaveiro enu lav shol. There's a certain thing that you don't wear even when you're going outside. In other words, something that you only wear for kavod, that's not malbush. In other words, but if you're not wearing it, it's something that you you always wear outside. Whereas you have to also wear it, you wear it inside, you wear it outside. Because if you wouldn't wear it, it would be considered a bizayon. In other words, the Taz says has to be something that you always wear inside, the Bichayev and Kriya. And the Rak, you don't always wear inside. He's saying it has to be something to Chayev and Kriya that you'd always wear outside. Because if you wouldn't wear that, it would be a bizayon. So then, hello, Barak, Shalom, Shaholach, Mashuk. So, in other words, if something that you wouldn't wear, it would be a bizayon, so then you do care, Kriya.
So then, according to the
Shah. One second, Barak, Shaholach, Lebesa, Knesses, Lovshuk. In other words, if it's something you only wear face when you go to shul, so that's only like some covered thing. So then, but you would wear it, you wouldn't necessarily go in the street with it. So it has to be something that for sure you would go in the street with. Whereas the Taz says it's something for sure you wear at home. It's a tear kriya. And according to the Shach, it has to be something for sure you would wear in the street. So, like some people won't go out with just a shirt alone, right? They'll wear always a jacket in the street. Some people, a lot of people, not that way. They'll go in the street with that. So, according to, so as the Rebbe Will pointed out, it could be totally the type of person, but say from a lot of people here, they, you know, they would wear shirt they would always wear at home, and the shirt they would always wear in the street, and the jacket they wouldn't wear necessarily in the street, they wouldn't wear necessarily at home. So it comes out according to the Taz and the Shach, for most people, the only garment that really warrants kriya is the shirt. So again, the Taz is saying it has to be something that you always you wear at home. So for sure you're going to wear it outside, something you always wear at home as well.
He's saying something that...
Whereas if you only wear it in the street, then we view that as an overcoat.
That's a harp.
Right. So it has to be something you always wear, at home. And the Shach is saying it has to be something you always wear in the street. Because if you don't wear in the street, you would be considered a bum. So it comes out that the only thing, one second, that is left, you know, is the shirt. And assuming, even though Rabbi Willing and Rabbi Vadi assume that after the 9 days, the shirt is maybe considered a Beged Zeya, but there's nothing left. But I don't think the Hilchos Kriya it would be considered. So that the only thing left would be the shirt.
So, right.
It's just from a different perspective. It could be a nafkamina. I mean, Magabe, the shirts of today, there would be no nafkamina. Now, theoretically, I could have a situation where you have something, a person, say, always wears one thing in the house. You know, theoretically, maybe you can think of a scenario that, you know, but... Oh, so one second, give me a slow. So the mice is like this. The mice, when a person loses their parent, the minig is to tear the jacket and the shirt. That became the minig. Even though one could question that and say that the jacket, like, a lot of people don't wear a jacket in the house, so it wouldn't fulfill the Taz's requirement. And a lot of people won't generally wear a jacket outside, you know, they'll just walk outside with a shirt. There's some people, you know, especially Rabbanim, who will never walk outside just with a shirt, and some of them won't even take the jacket off in the house. But I'm talking about going to sleep in a normal situation. So I'll tell you where it comes in the Nafkamina. So the minhag became that for Avi v'Imo, they do the jacket and the shirt, and for Shaar Krovim just the shirt. Even though one can say that maybe that's a suffix called Tashkis to do that, but that became the minhag. I'll tell you where it comes to Nafkamina. Comes to Nafkamina when you go to the Kotel. So the halacha is this kriya for the Kotel. We pass the kriya for the Kotel has to be what? Has to be like Ovi v'Imo. So that would be very, expensive thing. You go to the Kotel, and then you have to give up your jacket, shirt. Okay, everyone has some shirts that are, over-buckle already, So they'll wear those type of shirts. So when I tell people when they go to the Kotel, just to tear their what? The shirt, and not the jacket. And when it comes to the real Krovim, then that became the minhag. Let me just... then take a look here on page 23. We'll read in the Shulchan, you can read it from the Gemara also. A kol meisim ratzo korei biyad, ratzo korei b'kli. A lovi v'imo biyad. The lovi v'imo, you don't do a kli, you do what biyad. But you're allowed to start with the kli. In other words, a lot of times when I would go to the Kotel, I would take some scissors and start the horizontal rip, with the scissors. And then the real kriya is the vertical rip. But I told you, in those days, everyone was wearing what's like a polo shirt. So then the whole thing is just the... And a polo shirt from the collar down, so that's going to be a vertical rip. But it doesn't work in our shirts today. It's not going to work. It's hard. So basically, what people do today is they start somewhere in the middle, and they take scissors, and then they make a vertical rip, and then they pull down with the hands, and that will be the kriya. And the same thing for the kotel. They have confiscated the scissors from you at the security. You really probably could do it beforehand, right? And you could see the Mokom HaMikdash. So those are, it has to be, okay, we don't do it on Shabbos. There's a lot of lumbas about Chol HaGozel. And then the question is, what about Chol HaMoed? So the Shulchan Aruch says on page 22, Amar Aleph, and there's also a din, Mishas Yitzias HaNeshama, if you see somebody, you're there when they... I was visiting somebody this year in the nursing home, here in Fort Trion Nursing Home, an old lady that I used to visit, and I went in to say hello. She was sleeping, but I saw something was not right, and I went out and I didn't want to leave for some reason. I had a, and then I came back like a couple of minutes early, and she had passed away in that interim. But I didn't take kriya because I wasn't really there. I was there before. I was there after. I wasn't really there b'shas Yitzias HaNeshama. I was there with almost, I don't know if that Mamash HaShas Yitzias HaNeshama when Rabbi Vinevsky was nifter. And then, there's the famous Gemara Nedarim that if a person was still alive and the Torah Kriya, but they thought he was dead, then that's not good. But if he died, Tokhadei Dibor, and he tore when he was still alive, but Tokhadei Dibor to his death, and that's considered okay, because Tokhadei Dibor is considered the same time. Then there's another halacha that for Ovid the Emo is supposed to tear publicly, Shaar Krovim privately. Right? Rambam has it based on the Gemara. you know, that's why and the Yerushalmi says, you know, the idea of the lave for Aviv Imo is that the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avim is the din in the lave, you know, the hergish for the parents, so that's out of lave. Okay, we'll stop now. I mean, we did it basically. If there's a couple more things that we still have to do, I just wanted to keep to the pace. If there's one or two things that I feel that we neglected because we did two things today, I'll let you know tomorrow. What?
I think there's
Wednesday. Most people want Wednesday, I was told. Meaning a week from tomorrow. Okay, Wednesday should be. So you should sign up. Rabbi Tuchman will have a sign-up sheet. You can sign up and take a machine. Wednesday. If you can't make it Wednesday, so you'll do it another time. Maybe you'll do it, I don't know, whatever. Yeah, but the key is, if you know,